Let's start by praying for a moment for each other. One for Malia, there are two questions which are important and I would like to answer, but because they're not related to prayer, I would like to answer them maybe next week. Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah.
刚才我们说那两个重要的问题啊，一个是关于这个性的问题，就是修道人如何看待性，还有一个呢就是修会和教区的关系。Yeah,
I just
told them. 然后这两个问题呢，今天先不回答，下周神父回来之后再回答这两个问题。这两个问题就是固然重要，因为这两个就是跟我们现在讲的祈祷，似乎是离得稍微远一点，所以呢，今天先不回答这个问题。
And there are two questions that are related to prayer, and they would be a good starting point for us today.
对今天来讲呢，就是这另外的两个问题和我们今天讲的祈祷呢，就是离得比较近，所以呢，今天神父开始回答这两个问题。
In a way, they are both asking. It's really different. Never mind. Maybe read this one first.
这样呢，我先给大家读这个问题啊。怎样才能治愈创伤？是否治愈创伤需要面对创伤？
There are a lot of ways that we can find healing for our wounds.
我们有很多方法，如果说治愈创伤的话，我们有很多不同的方法。
Sometimes it helps to have a friend or a spiritual director or even a psychologist.
这个方法我们可以比如说有我们的好朋友，我们的神师，或者是从心理学意义上讲的就我们叫心理学家。
But it is also very good and very important to bring our wounds to God in prayer.
也当然了，也就是在祈祷中，我们把我们的创伤带到天主面前。
I want to give you some specific ways to do this, and I'll do that in more detail on Monday.
在这方面，就是神父会给我们就是更详细一些内容的话，可能在周一的时候会再给我们一些更详细的内容。
But one simple thing that we can do is to the same concept applies of when we draw close to God, then we can also show him our wounds.
我们说一个最简单的方法，现在就是可以适用的话呢，就是我们把我们的创伤或者是我们的伤口直接就是向天主展示。
For example, maybe I feel very disappointed because my superior said something to me that hurt me.
比如说我们举一个例子来说，可能就是因为你的会长说了什么样的话。
And,
然后你觉得呢，就是这个话让我感觉就是非常失望。
We can bring this kind of hurt to God in prayer.
我们可以就是把这样一个创伤，我们就是因为这样 的创伤，因为这样，这个就是会长对你这个态度导致的创伤，把他带到天主面前。
It's important to come to him first and have that connection, but then I can remember the experience with the superior and show that to God.
那这个呢，其实有一个我们的先后顺序啊。那个顺序就是说呢，首先你要跟天主建立这样一个联系，然后之后呢，当然也不是说我们就把我们自己曾经经历的受创伤的经验忘却，然后就说首先我们和天主建立这样一个联系，之后呢就说你呢再就是想想就是你在曾经有过的这样的一个经验。
And just the process of feeling the pain and also feeling God's love can be very healing.
这样呢可能就是一个治愈的过程啊。这个过程就是说一方面你去感受你所受的创伤，那同时呢你也感觉到你是被天主所爱的。
Another general approach to finding healing in prayer is to invite Jesus into our memories.
另外的就是我们也是说就可以实用的，在我们受伤的经验中呢，就是邀请耶稣进入我们的记忆当中。
For example,Maybe I had a bad experience when I was a child with my father yelling at me.
比如说我们可能小的时候会有就是你父亲就是对你那种大声喊就是训斥的时候有这样的一个经验。
And that created some fear in me that I'm always afraid of authority.
所以当你父亲对你大声喊叫的时候呢，那对你就产生了一个恐惧权威的心理。
And one thing I can do in prayer is go back to that memory and try to see where Jesus was in that experience.
我们说就是用这个记忆的方法去治愈的话，也就是说你去回忆就当时比如说你父亲吓唬你的时候，那个时候你就想想耶稣在哪儿呢？
And maybe after, maybe I can see how Jesus is there to hold me and to reassure me after my father yelled at me.
我们可以去想象，就是在那个时刻呢，可能耶稣就是在抱着你。然后就是在你父亲向你喊叫的时候，耶稣抱着你，他跟你在一起。
In a way, we can change the effect of the memory by inviting Jesus in to make things go differently.
也就是说，当我们想象耶稣那个时候也和我们在一起的时候，我们就会看那个问题又。不同的眼光，我们就会用不同的眼光去看当时的情境了。
But the sister who asked the question made a very important point that in order to find healing for our wounds, we need to face those wounds.
当然，这就像我修女问这个问题的时候啊，提出了一点很重要的，也就是说，为了我们所受的创伤得到治愈。也就是说呢，我们必须要面对这个创伤。
We are not always ready to face all of our wounds.
当然，我们不是时刻都准备好了，随时面对我们所受的创伤。
When God is ready to heal certain wounds, that's usually when He brings them up so we can face them.
当然，天主。随时都准备好了，那他随时都愿意治愈我们。那这个时候呢，就是我们愿意，我们把我们的创伤带到天主面前的时候。
But the very basic principle is that to find healing, we have to bring the wound together with the love of God.
这个一个基本的原则呢，那就是我们必须把这些个我们受的创伤，就是把它都放在一起，然后一起在天主的爱内去体会。
In a moment, I'm going to lead you in a meditation, and it could become a time of healing for you.
就像比如说神父把有时候把默想的这个时间留给我们的时候呢，那可能这个默想的时间也是可能就是我们得到治愈的时间或是过程。
I'm hoping to lead you into an encounter with Jesus and invite you to bring some need before him.
神父就是现在期待的是什么呢？就是期待我们，就是他的这种方法，就是期待这种方法呢，可以带领我们，或者说引导我们，去把我们的创伤，带到天主面前。那这样呢，就是也就是天主治愈我们的过程。
So we will talk a little bit more about healing and prayer on Monday, but those are a few thoughts to start with.
本来神父说在周一的时候呢，要谈这个治愈啊、创伤和祈祷，就是在祈祷中的治愈。因为现在已经开始，我们问这个问题呢，就等于说现在已经开始了一小部分。
And we had another question.
这还有另外一个跟他有点相关啊。如果和别人发生不愉快的事，在祈祷中抱怨。也是在祈祷吗？抱怨天主也是祈祷吗？
Complaining is a very ancient form of prayer.
其实尤其是在古代的时候啊，我们说这个抱怨是一个非常常见的一个祈祷的方式。
I think you're familiar with the Psalms. They're full of complaining.
大家都熟悉圣咏吗？在圣咏里边充满了抱怨，
And 充满了
抱怨的祈祷。
And Moses complains and Job complains.
你看梅瑟的抱怨，约伯的抱怨。
And Jeremiah complains and other prophets complain.
我们说耶勒米亚以及其他别的先知也在抱怨天主。
So complaining can be a very good form of prayer.
我们说抱怨也是一种很好的祈祷方式。
But again, the important thing is that we are not just stuck in our complaining, but that we're really focused on God.
的问题是在什么呢？我们不应该就是卡在抱怨中。而是我们应该专注的是天主，而不是专注于我们的抱怨。
The key to the Psalms is the fact that they are giving all of these complaints to God.
那我们看看就是在圣咏里边提到的这些个抱怨，他抱怨最后呢也是要把他这些东西向天主去倾诉。
There are even Psalms that we call the cursing Psalms.
哪怕就是我们提到的在圣咏里边有一些个就是诅咒性的，圣咏，
the,
就是含有诅咒的这样的意味道。
The psalmist prays that his enemies would suffer and die.
我们说这个圣咏的作者他求什么呢？他求他的这个敌人遭难，甚至死亡。
And sometimes we feel that way.
有时候可能我们也能感觉到就是这样的这样的方法。
The important thing is that the psalmist is not making plans about how he will cause his enemies to suffer and die.
但圣咏里边并没有提到，这个他的敌人，我们说圣咏作者他的敌人的死啊，或者是遭难呢，是不是因为他的抱怨导致的？
That would not be prayer. That would be sin.
那如果真的是这个样子的话，那就不是祈祷了，那这就变成罪恶了。
But because he is asking God to do this, he's giving this to God.
因为他把这些呢交给了天主，而不是他去做这些事情。
So as long as our complaints are really being raised up to God, then that can be a good form of prayer.
只要我们把我们的抱怨能够导向天主，或是把我们的抱怨带到天主那里，这就是我们一种很好的祈祷的方式。刚才那一句话我再重复一遍哈，就是说就是说那个圣咏作者，他对他这个敌人的这种诅咒啊，或是希望他们遭难，希望他们死啊，如果是他导致的这些行为，这就是罪过。当然他是说让天主就是说这个让他们遭难呢、啊、或者是怎么样，这个是祈祷。大家这个清楚吗？
嗯。
You can take that somewhere. That's done.
Yeah, just empty.
Empty. Okay. I want to spend a few moments talking about Ignatian meditation, and then lead you in a guided meditation.
咱们现在就是用点时间呢，就是谈圣依纳爵关于默想的一些内容。
Saint Ignatius teaches us a form of Lectio Divina that uses the imagination.
圣依纳爵就是教给我们，就是在做我们神圣阅读的时候呢，用我们的想象力。
He invites us to enter into an event in sacred scripture.
我们说在我们是用圣经福音的内容做默想的题目吗？就是让我们自己用这个福音的故事把自己带到这个福音的事件中。
And we can do this using our imagination.
我们这么做呢，可以发挥我们的想象力。
This is actually what every Catholic artist does in a certain way.
这就是我们说呢，我们说天主教的艺术家们所常用的一种方式。
For example, this picture of the visit of the Magi.
大家看看，就这个叫什么？我们的这幅画里边呢，就是谁？就是三王，就是我们的三贤士，来朝拜耶稣的时候。
And we can, Saint Ignatius invites us to place ourselves in this passage, into the experience of different characters in the passage.
那圣依纳爵呢，就是邀请我们，用我们的想象力，你进入到就是这个画面上所描述的这样一个情景。
Maybe we can pray imagining that we are this guy over here.
我们可以想想，就是说我们是就这里边的这些人的某一个人，比如神父用鼠标点的那个，大家看到了吗？就是这都是发挥我们想象力嘛，就是你想象你就是这些人中的这一位。
And then we can allow our senses to help us experience the scene.
这样呢，就是你自己也身在其中，你就会想象，或者是你去感受你当时在那个情境中这是什么样的一个情景
？What does it smell like？
就是在这个现场啊，我们说这个现场有什么味道呢
？And what does Mary's cheek, her face look like？
你看看圣母的脸和她的那个脸，圣母的脸颊，说是你觉得应该是个什么样子呢
？What is she wearing？
她穿什么样的衣服
？And What does the baby Jesus look like?
我们说那个婴孩耶稣他看上去什么样了？
And how does he respond to each of the three kings who come to him?
当这我们说叫我们简单讲就叫三王嘛，说这三王来了之后呢，那耶稣怎么样跟他们就是类似像打招呼一样呢？他怎么反应呢？有什么反应啊？
So we might enter into a passage.From the outside, just being very close and then looking in.
我们也可能就是让自己离得呢稍微就是远一点，然后呢，你从外边，你再慢慢的往里看看。
But we might also imagine ourselves as one of the kings.
我们也可以想象，你是他们三王中的其中之一。
And then.We come close to Jesus, and he looks at me.
我们，当你去接近这个婴孩耶稣的时候呢，那他就是离你会就越来更近了啊，就看上去那么亲密。
And maybe we imagine that he blesses us like this with his little hand.
我们也可能就想象着，你看啊，就耶稣那个小手，我们不是其中这个三王之一吗？他用他的小手。然后再祝福降服我们降服我
What does it feel like for the hand of Jesus to touch our head?
你比如这个耶稣的手到摸着你的脑袋的时候摸你头的时候你觉得那是个什么感觉呢
And that moment of encounter might be enough that we can stay there in prayer for a long time.
所以就是在这样的一个情境中啊当你说耶稣的那个小手就是在摸着你的头的这个过程，你去感觉这样是一个什么感觉？所以你可能就是就在这样一个过程中，你可以让你的祈祷持续很长。
And in that encounter, we might imagine even bringing our complaints or our wounds to the little Jesus.
那这个过程呢，就是你和耶稣相遇的这个时刻呢，你可以把你的。我们说，我们的抱怨，以及我们所受的创伤，都带到耶稣面前。
Maybe we can just leave them in the manger with him.
我们也可能就是就把我们的创伤啊，我们的抱怨呢，就放到耶稣的马槽里。
So we can allow Jesus to bless us personally in this way.
我们呢，就是用这种方式，就是邀请耶稣给我们的降服。
We could also imagine ourselves in the position of Mary or Joseph.
我们也可以想象，就是我们自己呢，就是在圣母或者是圣若瑟的这样一个位置。
In that case, we see the kings come close to Jesus.
我们可以看到呢，你看这几个，我们说三王，他逐步的就是走进耶稣。
And we can, Mary offers, Mary blesses the kings through Jesus.
你看圣母就是她也祝福这个三王，但是呢，她是透过耶稣的祝福。
And maybe we can imagine our friends coming close to us and we bless them through Jesus.
那我们也可以想象我们的朋友他们走进我们的时候，我们也可以祝福他，但是我们呢是透过耶稣去祝福他。
Or we could allow some of the people who we minister to come close to us and we present Jesus to them.
也就是说呢，当在我们的牧灵服务中，就是你所服务的这些人，他走进你的时候，你去透过耶稣去祝福他。
Or we can even imagine our enemies coming close to us and we present Jesus to them.
那也就是也我们也可以想象当时就你的这个对手或是我们说你的敌人那接近你的时候那你也可以就是把耶稣显现在他面前。
And we can hold Jesus and let him bless our enemies.
那我们就是把耶稣拿出来举出来那祝福我们的敌人。
So you can see how powerful this form of prayer can be.
我们就是透过这种形式的祈祷，我们看看这种祈祷，是多么强有力。
And there are a lot of possibilities, and so we have to let the Holy Spirit guide us.
因为这儿有很多这种形式的祈祷，有很多可能性，所以说我们呢就邀请天主圣神引导我们。
So I want to lead you through an experience of this. We can, if you have your Bible, only a couple of people, we can read Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52.
我们就是读一下圣马尔谷福音。第十章第四十六到五十二节。Raise or choose one.
Yeah, we can just have one person read, but it's nice to have everybody can have it in front of them.
Okay. 我们一位选一位读一下啊，其他的当然你们有圣经在手里也很好。
谁离话筒近一些？
啊 ，Yep.
圣马尔谷福音十章四十六至五十二节，他们来到了耶利哥，耶稣和他的门徒及大群人从耶利哥出来的时候，有一个瞎眼的乞丐及提买的儿子巴尔提买坐在路旁，他一听说是纳达勒人耶稣，就喊叫说：“耶稣，达卫之子，可怜我吧！”有许多人就斥责他，叫他不要作声。但他越发喊叫说：“达卫之子，可怜我吧！”耶稣就站住说：“叫他过来。”人就叫那瞎子给他说：“放心，起来，他叫你呢。”瞎子就扔下自己的外衣，跳起来，走到耶稣跟前。耶稣对他说：“你愿意我给你做什么？”瞎子说：“师父，叫我看见。”耶稣对他说：“去吧，你的信德救了你。”瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟着耶稣去了。
You could imagine yourself in this passage in the place of Jesus.
我们可以想象啊，我们
In the place of Jesus.
我们在耶稣的这样一个地方，我们就在耶稣待的地方。
You could imagine yourself, we know that Jesus is trying to get somewhere and he's being interrupted.
我们知道就是耶稣要去的地方，因为比较乱嘛，好像我们也受到了这个影响。
And we,
突然间就是被打断了啊。
And we can think of times in our lives where we are trying to get somewhere and someone interrupts us. Can we stop in charity for them?
这样就是我们想象，就是我们在生活中，我们要去什么地方，然后呢，我们也被人就是本来想去，哎，突然间就被打断了，因为这个原因呢，是要因为一些爱德的工作的原因。
We could also place ourselves in the position of one of the disciples.
我们也可以把自己放在一个，比如说你就是耶稣的门徒之一。
Or we could be in the place of one of the people in the crowd.
也可以把自己放在你就是这些比较在这个群众啊，就这个在外边的这群众。
But I would just like to lead you in a meditation, just invite you to pray and put yourself in the position of the beggar. So let's just pause for a few moments in silence and just place ourselves in the position of the beggar.
那我们现在就是用几分钟的时间，我们静下来，那先把自己就是放到那乞丐这位置，比如说你就是那个乞丐。
And I think it will help you if you just keep your eyes closed.
我们现在这个，我们先把眼睛闭上，那这样可能对我们有一些帮助。
Try to feel what the beggar feels like.
我们去，去试图去体会，就是如果是乞丐，你当然有什么感觉呢？
He is very weak.
这个乞丐是非常的软弱。
There is a lot happening around him and he cannot see any of it.
因为在他周边有很多的事情发生，但是他看不见。
He sits in the same place and does the same thing every day.
他坐在这个地方做每天做同样的事情。
Maybe that sounds a little like religious life.
这个好像听起来有点像我们修女的生活。说的就是每天做同样的事情。
He is blind.
因为他看不见，他就是一个瞎子。
Think of the ways that you are blind.
我们想想，如果我们也看不见，是一个瞎眼的人。
Are you struggling because you cannot see the future?
我们是不是也觉得很挣扎，因为我们看不到未来。
You cannot.
Okay.
You cannot see into the hearts of others.
因为你也不能够体会别人的心。
You cannot see your own wounds.
你不能体会 It's others' heart, or heart. Heart?
Uh-huh.
你不能就是去体谅别人的心，你也看不到自己的创伤。
What is the weakness that you feel in your life at the moment?
就是如果都是这种情形的话，你就去体会在你的生命中是多么的软弱。
The beggar is embarrassed when the crowd comes.
这个我们说这个乞丐啊，他感觉很尴尬，因为当人们来的时候。
He feels like an outcast.
他感觉自己就像一个被人遗弃的人。
He knows that no one cares about him.
他知道没人在意他。
Are there times in your life that you feel that no one cares about you?
我们是不是有时候也能感觉到没有人在意我，也没人关心我？
Maybe you feel that your community does not care about you.
我们是不是也会感觉我的团体也不关心我？
Maybe your family does not care about you.
我的家里的人也不关心我。
Maybe the superior does not care about you.
也许你的会长根本就不在意你。
Or the priest or the person you work for does not care about you.
就是你在一起工作的人呢，或者是你跟他一起合作的神父，也根本就不关心你。
The beggar feels that no one cares about him.
就现在这个乞丐一样，他觉得没有人关心我。
Suddenly, the crowd gets very loud.
突然间呢，这些群众们，他们就开始就喧哗起来了。
Try to imagine what that's like, all the excitement, the loud talking.
你去感受一下，他为什么突然间他们就是激动起来，开始谈话的声音也越来越大呢？
And a lot of people are coming now, they're all around you.
就是有很多的人然后过来了，就是他们都围着你。
You ask someone what is happening, and someone tells you that Jesus is coming.
当你问别人说这个发生什么事了，他们说耶稣来了。
A little spark of hope rises up in your heart.
在你的心里呢，就似乎有一点那种希望的这个光，就是迸发了一点希望的光。
You have heard of Jesus. They say that he is good and loves everyone.
因为你曾经呢，就听说过说耶稣这个很好，他爱所有的人。
You have heard that he speaks words of hope.
也听说过呢，说他讲的话是给人带来希望的。
And you have heard that he is powerful and he has even healed people.
他强有力，同时呢也能治愈别人。
And a little hope enters your heart. Maybe he cares about you. Maybe he will help you.
你怀着这样的希望，你就觉得，哎，耶稣来了，是不是他可能帮助我？他可能治愈我呢？
You feel more confident about that. Yes, Jesus cares about you. He wants to help you.
所以这个时候呢，你开始就觉得挺有信心的，就觉得哦，耶稣来了，他可能会帮助我，可能会治愈我。
Try to let yourself feel that hope.
就是努力的让自己去感受，去体会这样的希望。
And bring that hope together with the places in your heart where you are hurting.
我们把怀有的这样的希望都放在一起，放到你那颗受伤的心里。
Try to press that hope against the part of your heart that is hurting because no one cares.
你就用怀有希望的这颗心去抵抗你那个曾经被伤害。是因为没有人在意你被伤害的心，把这个怀有希望的心
，Jesus
去抵抗那些因为没有人关心你而受伤害的心。
Jesus can help you. He loves you.
因为耶稣可以帮助你，因为他爱你。
He is powerful and he wants to help you.
他也有能力能够帮助你。
And so you cry out to him, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me.
那这个时候你就开始喊出来了。耶稣大卫之子帮助我吧。可怜我吧。
The people around you tell you to stop. They say that you are a problem, you are irritating. They tell you that no one cares about you and you should stop. But the hope is stronger in your heart than the fear. You believe that Jesus can hear you and he will help you. And so you cry out again, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And suddenly you hear someone say, get up, take courage.
突然间你就听到有一个声音说，你起来，鼓起勇气来，起来吧。
They say, Jesus is calling you.
说，耶稣叫你呢。
And you know that he has heard you.
你知道，就这个时候，耶稣已经听到了你。
Jesus heard your cry, and he wants to talk to you.
他听到你的喊声，而且想，这个时候想和你交谈。
You jump up and go to Jesus.
你开始就跳起来了，走向耶稣。
You stumble, you can hear people make sounds and move away from you.
你一下就跌倒了，而是能感觉到呢，就是人们开始，就是躲闪你。
You know that you don't smell very good, and they step away from you.
因为你的这个味道让人闻起来不是那么好闻。
But you focus on Jesus again. He is calling you. And you come to Jesus. He is right in front of you right now. Can you feel his closeness to you?
你能够感觉到耶稣和你有多么近吗？
What does he smell like?
那他身上是什么味道呢？
You cannot see him, but you know he is there.
你不能够看到，但是呢，你能够感觉到他就在你身边，就在你眼前。
He reaches out to touch you.
他伸出手来，然后触摸，抚摸你。
How does his touch feel?
他触摸你的时候，你有什么感觉呢？
You can sense his power and his love.
你能够感觉到他的能力和他的爱吗？
He is peaceful and confident and totally focused on you.
他把他的这个注意力以及充满了信心和爱的
Everything has become totally silent.
在这一刻，所有的事情，所有的都变得静止了。And
Jesus says to you, "What do you want me to do for you?"
那耶稣对你说，你想，你愿意，我为你做什么呢？
How does his voice sound to you?
他对你说话的时候，他的声音是什么样子的？
Can you hear the mercy in his voice?
你能从他的声音里体会到他的慈悲和怜悯吗？
Can you hear the personal way that he loves you?
你能感受到他非常个人化的对你讲和他对你的爱吗？
He asks this question just for you.
他问的这些问题都是针对你个人的。
What do you want me to do for you?
你愿意我为你做什么？
You know that he can do anything.
因为你知道他可以做任何事情。
But he really wants you to speak to him about your deepest need.
但是他还是愿意你把你 内心深处的渴求表达出来。
He says to you, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他还是问你，你愿意我为你做什么？
Let's just take a few minutes in silence, and you can speak to him and continue this encounter in your heart.
所以现在呢，就是我们用几分钟的时间就静下来，我们就是在和耶稣相遇的这个过程中，我们对耶稣说你心里想对他说的话。
How do you answer his question? What do you want me to do for you?
然后你怎么样去回答他的问题？也就是说他问你，你愿意我为你做什么呢？你希望他为你做什么？
Can you lead us in the Our Father?
神父让我们现在就是一起念天主经。我们的天父，
愿你的名受显扬，愿你的国来临，愿你的旨意奉行在人间，如同在天上。求你今天赏给我们日用的食粮，求你宽恕我们的罪过，如同我们宽恕别人一样。不要让我们陷于诱惑，但求我们免于凶恶。阿门。
Okay. 就是 short break and then just take some questions and then we'll just finish.
Okay. 是把自己放到福音故事的情境中的这种方式的祈祷，大家有问题吗？
Looks like there's a sister with her mouth open. No. Is this form of prayer already familiar to everyone?
这种形式的祈祷大家熟悉吗？
熟悉。
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
And, okay. So, would anybody like to share their experience of this meditation?
你们有哪一位你愿意分享一下，就是你刚才做的这种形式的祈祷，你刚才祈祷的经验？有吗？我们有自告奋勇勇敢一点。
Sharing our prayer is something that's very personal, isn't it?
大家觉得分享我们个人的祈祷，是不是觉得也是这个挺个人化的？
Courageous.
这叫勇敢者。
的时候，我感觉我就像坐在路边那个，我就是那个坐在路边那个瞎子，很多人吵吵嚷嚷的，我很可怜，就是也没人管我，也没人问我，我还看不到什么，很痛苦。完了，后来说就是乱乱的，有人说，叫你说的耶稣叫你哈，过去之后，完了之后那个。我就在耶稣跟前，然后就想哭，想掉眼泪，就想可就是可委屈了，又想哭。完了，耶稣把手放在我头上，问我：“你让我为你做什么？”我当时我的肚子特别疼，疼得不行。我说的：“求你治愈我吧，你治愈我的创伤，你治愈我的身体的痛苦。为什么我肚子会这么疼啊？”我记着我爸爸妈妈说，我好像是。从生下来不长，刚生下来不两天，不几天，就是下雨阴天，肚子就疼。我说究竟为什么？我在母胎中受了什么的伤害，受了什么样的伤害？耶稣，你就救我吧！你快帮帮我吧！我不想再疼了。完了之后，完了我就趴在那儿，完了耶稣就把手放在这儿，我就跟耶稣待着，我就也不知道耶稣说什么了哈。后来突 突然间我的思想里出现一个我妈妈曾经跟我说过的一件事，她说的，在我上面有个姐姐啊，她在井口打水的时候地滑，完了之后那个姐姐就是掉了，完了，哎呀，
是，
我忽然想起这件事了，
是流产是吗？
啊，是流产了。啊，我说的，难道这种痛苦会带到我身上吗？完了之后，我自己就这么想的哈。完了之后呢，完了就跟耶稣带着疼，后来疼不疼了？就是不疼了，哪儿也不疼了。我说风吹过来了，我说以前风吹过来我的肚子就疼，哎，这次又感到凉风在吹，吹过来为什么不疼了？我就说不疼了，我就是很高兴。完了，我就是那种心里很感激耶稣的那种感觉。
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Do I need to translate this now or later? Because if now, it's everybody has.
Can you just give me a quick summary?
Yeah, this is she asked here. It's like a beggar, and I cannot. I'm blinded, I cannot see, and nobody cares me. I feel very sad, I want to cry there.Jesus and touch my hand, I feel it because my stomach always pain, especially if the weather is very cold and maybe there's something problem from my mother's womb. And after asking more, I feel and just the pain disappeared and I feel joyfully.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Is anybody else courageous?
还有吗？我们还有愿意分享的姐妹吗？
我就喊耶稣，然后耶稣就向我走来，他就说你干什么，你愿意我给你做什么。当时我就想到我的生活，我说为啥别人都看我不顺眼，我可能是我自认为哈，为啥别人看我不顺眼。这时候对，就是耶稣向我走来，然后就耶稣的个子那么高，我就抱耶稣，然后耶稣就抱着我，我因为耶稣高嘛，我就低哈，我就在耶稣那个胸膛那边趴着。那时候我就哭了，我就把这些事情，我说耶稣你为什么我就在灵前不掏这些，耶稣没说话。后来我说人家，我自己认为我是土八路，人家都是高材生，在堂口。我就把这个事情，我就自卑，我也跟耶稣说，我人家都，我自己感觉到我这么没有用。然后就是这时候突然那一个当子，给那个当子穿上那个长袍呀，戴上戒指呀，穿上鞋呀，这时候突然那个画面就过来了，就是耶稣那个面容呢，就是一直在抱我，他因为我他高的我低，他就这样在趴下腰在抱我，就是那个微微笑那种感觉，就一直抱我，但是没有说啥，就是那个档子那个感那种画面，对我也是很大安慰。就这样吧，
谢谢。At the very beginning, she feels nobody cares, and she's not an important person in her community and in whatever place. And she feels very sad and with a low self-esteem. So because she said, I have no, I'm not a capable person, capable of many things. So that's why nobody.Cares of me. So after that, and she goes to Jesus, and Jesus is a taller one and hold her, and it's say something, and she is suddenly an image is appeared before her. It's a kind of a particle song, and his father and hold him and with a royal garment.
Mm.
So he feels very happy and he's very encouraged.
Beautiful.
His confidence to feel her own reality.
Mm. Mm. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
非常美的一个经验。
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So beautiful graces. Is there one more person who would like to share something from the prayer time?
我们就是神父现在在给我们一个人，如果愿意的话，再分享你们的经验。Yeah.
Great.
Give. 我做这个祈祷时候感觉自己是个瞎子，其实感觉自己什么都看不见的时候，觉得一片漆黑，然后觉得很孤独的那种感觉。但是当神父的那个引领语又说，哎呀，他身上的味道很难闻。我之前没有意识到，以前做祈祷的时候没有意识到自己是个瞎子，然后身上很难闻。我觉得我自己可能穿得很破烂，但是没有那个味道。但是神父的这个引导语一来的时候，我才意识到，哦，我身上很难闻，所以我就闻闻自己身上的味道，哎呀，很难接受。我就跟天主说，我说你看，你让我瞎吧，你还让我身上这么难闻，我自己都很难闻，就是那种很抗拒的那种情绪出来了。然后呢，就觉得哎呀，就是觉得那种自卑呀、无助呀、被别人冷落的那种感觉。然后呢，当我听到耶稣就是说向我这边走来的时候，就是自己内心又有了那份希望，燃起那份希望。但是面对别人的那份那种指责，说你瞎长什么呀什么的，面对这种指责的时候，其实自己也很难过。然后呢，但是又有希望，就是面对这个希望跟这个指责的时候，内心是一份挣扎。然后最后在自己衡量之后，我觉得我自己不能就是因为别人的这份指责而失去这样的一个希望，所以呢就不断的去喊耶稣，哎呀，耶稣耶稣，我在这里，然后你来救救我那种的。然后当耶稣听到自己的那个声音的时候，就觉得哎，就觉得好像真的是就是被接纳的一个感觉，然后呢也是被聆听的一个感觉。然后自己就是通过别人的帮助来到耶稣跟前时，耶稣并没有嫌弃自己身上的那个很难闻的味道，他是用他的双手去触摸自己的时候，感觉到他的那份温暖，还有他的那份爱，是就觉得让自己的那个受伤的心是在一点一点的在治愈，得到治愈。嗯，
struggling to come to Jesus, struggling with hope and this kind of a displeasant smell to go to Jesus. But when I feared, it's not heard, it's not here, and not be cared by someone, I feel sad and it's a little bit disappointed. But with the hope and the confidence,try to go to Jesus, because she doesn't care what kind of smell I have, because he is close to the person who calls him. So and after that, I feel that the confidence to face Jesus, and in my deep heart.I feel I'm cured, and because I feel some kind of a hurt, because my voice is not heard, and my concern is not paid attention by others. So when close to Jesus. And Jesus cured me, gave me courage to go to closer to him.
Mm, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you, all three of you, for sharing these experiences in prayer. It's very personal and very vulnerable to do that. It's really one of the greatest treasures we can share with others is our experience of prayer.
那当然就是在祈祷中, 如果我们能够把这些和别人分享的话, 其实也是我们的一个, 灵性的一个财富。
That form of prayer is not easy for everyone.
这种形式的祈祷, 我们说虽然熟悉, 但不一定是对每个人都很容易做的。
And if you didn't have a particularly powerful experience, that's totally okay. If you didn't have a powerful experience, it's totally fine.
Okay. 如果比如说我们可能有时候也觉得被感动，可能有时候你也不见得非常能够投入到这种祈祷，或者说你也没觉得我有特别大的震撼或者怎么样，这个也没关系。
Some people don't have a very good imagination. And so it's not a helpful form of prayer.
也就是说呢，不是说对所有的人都有这样一个强有力的，或者说一个很强烈的、很强的经验，或是说很明显的在你生命中有震动的一个经验。
But it's nice to hear about other people's experience in prayer. Because we can learn from that.
因为如果说我们能够听到别人在祈祷中的这些经验的话, 那可能对我们自己的个人祈祷也是有帮助的。
There is something about prayer that is absolutely personal and unique.
当然每个人的祈祷就是第一个是个人化, 另外呢, 我们每个人的祈祷都是很独特的。
But there is also something that is universal because we hear about the experience of a human being and God, and those things are universal.
虽然我们刚才讲的是个人化和独特，但同时呢，它也具有我们说这叫普世性，因为我们都是用人的方式在祈祷。同时呢，我们祈祷的目标导向的也都是天主，所以说我们就说它就是两层含义，一个是个人化，一个是普世性。
And it can strengthen our faith to hear that God can speak to us in these ways.
那也借着这样一个祈祷呢，就会强化我们的信仰。借着这样一个机会，天主在对我们讲话。
Sometimes we can wonder if God is real or if he ever speaks to anyone.
那有时候我们可能会怀疑啊，或者是质疑。 呀，是天主在跟我说话吗？还是天主专门跟某些人说话呢？
And so it can really strengthen us to hear that yes, he does speak to us, and he can also bring healing to our experiences.
借着这样一个经验呢，就是我们可以肯定的说，天主就是在对我个人说话，而且借着这样一个祈祷的经验呢，天主也在治愈我们。
And then one more thing is that when we have an experience like this in prayer, it can be an experience we can go back to over and over.
我们刚才就是祈祷中有这样的经验呢。 当然这种经验也可以在我们祈祷中就是经常的发生。
The sisters told us how they were able to bring some parts that hurt or some difficulties to Jesus.
这就像我们说把祈祷中我们的困难呢，以及我们不是祈祷中啊，我们说我们的困难以及我们所受的这种创伤，说怎么样带到天主面前。
Tomorrow we might have a new difficulty, and we can bring it to Jesus in the same way.
也就是说，你看今天我们把这个创伤带到耶稣面前，那可能我们说我们觉得被治愈了。那可能明天呢，我们还遇到另外的别的样的创伤。
We can renew our meditation and imagine ourselves as the beggar, but now when Jesus asks us, "What do you want?" we can show him the new problem that we have.
所以当下次我们就说你再去祈祷的时候，再把你受伤的这样一个经验呢，就是再一次把它带到耶稣面前。就像这个乞丐在耶稣面前一样。
Good. Any other questions or comments?
大家还有什么问题呀，或者是给神父的一些回应啊，这个都可以。
Well, I hope you have a wonderful day off tomorrow, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday.
神父，希望大家有一天的休息，不是明天我们都休息吗？希望你们明天过得好，然后我们周一见。
Can I say something for you?
Sure.
You can come back Monday morning.
If you want, yeah.
Because in Monday morning you won't be here, so I will replace your part. Yeah. 我现在就是。
愿主与你们同在。
愿你的心灵同在。
愿全能的天主圣父、圣子、圣神降福你们。
阿门。
Have a good journey.